If you're familiar with the Bible, I'm sure you've heard of the story of Cain and Abel, that both these boys would offer sacrifice, and Cain offered the wrong sacrifice, and the Lord rebuked him, and instead of getting it right, he gets mad and kills his brother Abel. Well, if you're familiar with the Quran, you know that the Quran has the account of Cain and Abel in Surah 5, 27 through 35. However, the Quranic account has a bit of a twist. In the Quranic account, Cain, after killing Abel, doesn't know what to do with the body. And so in Surah 5:31, it says, quote, "And God sent a raven which scratched the earth to show him how he should hide his brother's body," end quote. And you say, well, did Allah give him the rest of the story? I don't think so. I think he got it from a Jewish legend. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer wrote some chapters or commentaries in which he collected many of the old traditions found in the Talmud and Mishraic sources before Muhammad. And in chapter 21 of Rabbi Eliezer's collection, we have the account of Adam and Eve not knowing what to do with the body of Cain. And lo and behold, quote, "A raven coming up took the dead body of its fellow, and having scratched up the earth, buried it thus before their eyes." So here we have a very similar account in the Midrashic traditions written before Muhammad that have to do with the raven and the scratching of the earth and how to bury a body. And I could give you example after example after example after example of places in the Quran where Muhammad obviously borrowed either from Jewish legend and tradition, or from Christian apocryphal writing, or from Christian heretical ideas such as Gnosticism and Docetism, pagan Sabaeans, or even Zoroastrianism. In fact, Ignaz Goldseyer, who is considered the founder of modern Islamic studies in Europe, made the following statement, quote, "Muhammad did not proclaim new ideas. He did not enrich earlier conceptions of man's relation to the transcendental and infinite. The Arab prophet's message was an eclectic composite of religious ideas and regulations. The ideas were suggested to him by contacts which stirred him deeply with Jewish, Christian, and other elements." Samuel Zwemer, one of the great missionaries to the Muslim people, said this, quote, "Islam is not an invention, but a concoction. There is nothing novel about it except the genius of Muhammad in mixing old ingredients into a new panacea for human ills and forcing it down by means of the sword," end quote. And according to Tisdale, in the original sources of the Quran, page 76, he says, quote, "Arabia was a refuge for not a few heretics of different sects. And it is clear from the Quran that whether in written form or not, many of the mythical stories which are contained in the apocryphal gospels and other similar works, together with certain heretical views on various subjects, must have reached Muhammad and have been accepted by him as true," end quote. So Muhammad put together a book of myths, legends, fairy tales, heresies, paganism, paganistic ideas, and over 270 million people have died, most of which have gone to hell, for a man who proclaims a book of fairy tales is the truth from God.